IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
The presence of different scholars. IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program Viewpoints. I'm Ata, the host of this program. Within the studio for today's discussion on how Arba'in procession will revive the Husseini movement all around the world, we have two guest speakers for today's discussion, Shaykh Rouhani and Brother Habib. Shaykh Rouhani, assalamu alaikum. Welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome, Brother and Habib.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you for having me. It's always an honor and pleasure to be with you.
You're welcome, Brother. So for today's discussion, we want to talk about forming Shia community and the role of the majalis, or as better to say, somehow the majlis or majalis refer to these gatherings and the ceremonies and the sessions that are held for commemorating the Ahlul Bayt, especially Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. In brief, what is the role of the majlis in forming the Shia community in and outside, we can say, the majlis? Okay, Brother Habib, let's start with you, brother.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitan ar-rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. A man was heard by Imam al-Sajjad alayhi salam stating, "Oh Allah, let me finish off from the people. Let me be self-sufficient from people." Imam Sajjad alayhi salam told him, "No, not like that. Do not pray and supplicate like that. Innama an-nasu bin-nas. People are for people. People need people. Rather say, Allahumma ighdini an shirari khalqika," the rest of the supplication. The idea that I want to take from this saying is that people need people. We are, as human beings, what they call in philosophy, madaniyun bit-tab', which is pretty much a social human being.
Yes, sociable.
We need other people. We need someone to build the houses. We need for that person that's building the houses to help him get married. We need that person that's helping get married to make the bread, to make the water, to bring the water, to fix this, to do this, and to do that. We need each other. We need a community. And how does this usually happen? There has to be a place where we see each other. If each one of us is sitting in their house, not going to gatherings, not sitting with each other, we cannot build a community. We cannot see the needs of our brothers in faith and humanity. And that is why we have in the saying is that rebuke and criticize the concept of i'tizal, which is to abandon society, to abandon community. We have this concept that, why is it rebuked by the Imam alayhi salam? Imam alayhi salam says, how does this person learn his religion? How does this person teach his religion? How does this person help his brothers and sisters? So it's very important.
Having a solitary life.
Exactly. Yes.
Okay.
So it's very important to build the community, to see each other, to sit down with each other. And what better way than to revive the remembrance of the Imam alayhum assalam while doing so. When we do so, we see each other, we're gaining knowledge, we're remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we're doing the purpose of our life and the purpose of this community and helping out this community. So, ahyu amrana. Revive our remembrance.
Remembrance, that's all right. And so as you said, the pivot of the Shia community could be the majalis of the Ahlul Bayt.
Yes.
Whether it is the happy one or the sad one.
Yes, okay, yes. So the happy one and the sad ones. But at the end of the day, you're remembering the Imam. It doesn't always have to be for an occasion. Mm-hmm. This is, I feel like, a misconception in our societies. Because the saying was available talking about the topic and the concept of knowledge.
Yes.
Of gaining knowledge. Usually the scholars state this in the sayings for to gain knowledge, to sit down in the majalis of knowledge, of ilm. Majalis al-ilm. There is no knowledge other than Ahlul Bayt alayhum assalam. Keep this as something in your minds, brothers and sisters. So at the end of the day, ahyu amrana, remember, how do you remember the Imam alayhum assalam? You bring up their fada'il, their merits. You bring up their knowledge. And when you bring up the knowledge, you bring up the halal, the haram. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us. Theology, our ideology, how to deal with society altogether. Then knowledge calls for amal. Inna al-ilma yunadi bil-amal. It calls al-amal, action. Therefore, one of the actions that we learn from the knowledge of Ali Bayt is helping our brothers and sisters, which pretty much what does builds a community.
That's right.
You learn, you get to know new people, you get to know the new Shia members, you get to know their kids, their children, their families, their problems, their backgrounds, and this builds community.
That's all right. Okay, Shaykh, what about you? How do you find the role of the Majlis in forming Shia community?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The role of Majlis is, of course, very much significant and important. Once I was studying about the history of Shia communities in Britain, I saw very nice kind of documents about this making and forming these small communities in Britain for decades back. They were very much small communities, some 2, 3, 4 people were gathering in a very small kind of majlis and commemorating this event of Ashura and Muharram. But you see, nowadays, we have sometimes thousands of people who gather in different majalis of Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam. So the start point of these majalis were those kind of small majalis that causes building these great or major and also kind of big communities nowadays, large communities in Britain. And same is the case with the Shia Muslims, alhamdulillah, in Australia, in the United States, in Canada. So nowadays, they have these majalis, alhamdulillah, the communities. Yes. But of course, there are some Shia Muslims still who have no community. Unfortunately, they are living a kind of isolated kind of lives, and they have no any contact and communication with other Muslims.
Or maybe they are under the control of, or surveillance of a country or government. They are not allowed sometimes to shape a community.
Yeah,
or
that's why I think since most of these countries respect multicultural kind of societies, that's why I think for Muslims it is a very good opportunity to gather, to start this majalis and to make Islamic Muslim community. It, of course, it will preserve and keep the identities of their children. Because, you know, all the parents in those countries, Muslim parents, parents and families, they want to have their own Islamic identity, Shia identity. It's the huwiyya or the identity for their children is very much important, significant to be preserved in this modern time.
That's right.
So this is the only way that they can keep and preserve this Muslim and Shia and Mu'min identity for their children by taking part to these kind of majalis, by forming these Shia kind of communities. They should gather, they should form these communities. And of course, the start point can be from these majalis, sometimes these majalis might be very small.
Yes,
so some of those cities, there are very few number of Shia Muslims.
Yes.
But they should gather, they should start. And then one day they will have a very great kind of majalis and communities, and they will help their children to gain the knowledge that my brother mentioned, the knowledge of Ahlul Bayt.
That's right.
So this is very much important to be a Muslim, to live a true Muslim. So how? So we have to gain the knowledge of being true Muslim. How? One of the ways that we can acquire this kind of knowledge is through this majalis of Ahlul Bayt.
That's right.
Because in modern schools, in modern universities, in those kind of educational systems, there's nothing about Ahlul Bayt, nothing about Islamic identity. So that's why I think it is a must for our Muslim brothers in those countries to unite, to unite themselves, to make these kind of communities, and of course to hold this majalis and commemorate Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam.
I just want to add something to what my brother was saying. You don't always have to unite, because sometimes the problems are there. There was even the time of the Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. There was this argument, dispute between Hisham ibn al-Hakam and Hisham ibn al-Salim. To one of the greatest companions of the Imam alayhum as-salam. Both of them were not friends with each other to a point where the students of Hisham ibn Salim would not pray behind the students of Hisham ibn al-Hakam. That was during the time of the Imam alayhi as-salam. For more like information about this, one could review Kitab al-Kishi. The idea is to at least start off the majalis. It's not don't cancel out starting the majalis because this person is going to talk. No, you have yourself. You have this like 4 or 5 people around you. You need someone with knowledge as well to be available in your majalis, which we're available at your service, and pretty much, you know, to kind of guide you guys to the right path to gaining knowledge from the Imam alayhum as-salam. We always need that scholar around you to help you out. And I think that, Shaykh, that we have to agree on this, that us foreign-speaking students available in Qom, in Najaf, some kind of burden is on our shoulder, some kind of, we have been lacking in intents. I think that we need to put in more energy to give back to the community.
That's right.
And hopefully the community will accept it.
That's all right.
One point which is very much important, while we form some communities and hold some majalis, we must be very much careful and mindful of this, that we should not harm and annoy others. Mm-hmm. We should not do anything in opposite to the rules, to the establishment.
Stick to your goals, yeah. Stick to yourself.
Yeah.
Don't try to burn down
I mean, you have to hold your own majalis. Do not disturb others. Do not annoy others.
Yes.
Respect others. Behave others with Islamic kind of
especially because you are the minority in that country, you cannot do that.
It is the thing that we should observe.
Okay,
should
act be, again, we should against be this establishment. Yeah. That's all right. But I think organizing a majlis needs its own, we can say, expertise, Brother Habib, isn't it?
Yes, it does.
How to establish a majlis or how to organize a majlis?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. It
so has how
own,
should we
it,
do
it
that?
It has its own morals. It has its own, let's say, rules that are, you know, kind of available out there that people usually know them. Usually, for example, sometimes that people remind them. I was following an English lecture in Leicester. I remember that the guys was speaking that do not leave your cars over there. He was before the speaker came, and when the speaker came, I turned that off actually, because it was a 12-minute reminder of the rules of the majlis, and so the idea is that there has to be some kind of, you know, like any other ceremony that you have, there has to be some kinds of guidelines over there. What are we gonna do? What are the goals? Who should speak, who should talk, knowing to bring which speaker. Don't bring anyone. I mean, for example, the 10 days of Muharram. These 10 days are to remember Imam Hussein alayhi salam, to know if those who believe that it was a movement or a revolution, to look at it, those people who believe it was an oppression against the Imam alayhi salam, to look at it, to cry for Imam Hussein alayhi salam, not to be bashing and stab and backbiting other Shia clergies or, I don't know, this kind of topic and this useless topic. At least talk about the topics that the Shias need at that community. Yes. I mean, we're losing ourselves to the liberals.
That's right.
We are losing ourselves to liberals. We can't deny it. I can't deny it. Because I've seen my family members that have been affected very highly by the liberals, that you bring up an authentic, well-accepted Islamic idea, accepted by all Muslims, they will disagree with it. Mm-hmm. They will have a problem with it. Why? Because their ideology is not well-built. We need, as scholars, we need to come together. And when we talk something that is useful for that community. Do not be talking about about this or that are useless. This scholar said that and that scholar said that. Or for example, talking about or being afraid to talk about topics. Why? Because people will cancel you. Because people will not accept you. If people are not going to accept you, don't go over there. Go somewhere else. That community does not want to learn. That community does not want to change. It wants someone to talk, and the talker is their audience.
That's all right. Sometimes we lose the main goal, we can say, behind holding a majlis.
Exactly, perfectly put, brother.
Yeah, for the a'immas. What is the majlis for? The majlis is not like, for example, how can I say, a party. This is not a party, okay? This is not a parliament. This is not a party. This is not a friendly session. This is the majlis, and the majlis needs its own, we can say, prerequisites. And as I said, the organizers must, they themselves, be very much careful of who to involve and how to take, for example, the youth into the scene, the women into the scene, okay? And this is really important, I seem to hold the majlis for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam and the other a'immas. Okay, thank you much, Brother Habib and Sheikh Rouhani, for a nice elaboration regarding the role of the majlis in forming Shia community, both inside and outside the Shia world. It is very kind of you. And thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to us. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/en-call-of-Islam page. Another episode. God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Allahumma ja'al mahya ya mahya Muhammad wa al Muhammad ومماتي ممات محمد وآل محمد.
Hussein, you live forever in our hearts. swear to Allah, you have shown us so much courage through the pain. You sacrificed your family and were guilt thirsty for Hussein.